You are listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with the short attention span.
Episode 27. I just want to say thank you. All right, sit down, calm yourself, chillax. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Hello and welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform and delight and entertain you about all things off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? That's about how much time I have until Wheel of Fortune comes on. All right, thank you for tuning in. I'd like to remind everybody that they can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Podbean. Yeah, it's a real thing. And they haven't charged me a dime yet. All this awesome content is available on Podbean for free. I don't know how they do it. You can also catch me on Apple Podcast and Google Play, but not iHeartRadio or Pandora or any other music streaming services, because they just don't feel like this podcast is airworthy. Bastards. I've heard some of the podcasts on there. Come on, this is up there. This is up to par. Almost, maybe. Who knows? You can follow 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Instagram at 10-Minute Off-Road, Twitter at 10-Minute Off-Road, and Facebook, and of course, YouTube. I would also like to take some time to pay the bills and thanks our sponsors. So the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is brought to you by nobody. Nobody's sponsoring. Nobody wants to penny up for this fine quality show. I'm willing to take anybody as a sponsor. McDonald's, I'm looking for you personally. I'll even go as far as Burger King and as low as Jack in the Box, but I draw the line there. Arby's, you're out of luck. Well, that being said, I'd like to give out a quick shout out and thanks to all of you for listening, both of you. Hi, Mom. And I'd like to thank the people that inspired me and helped make this podcast what it is. And you could take that as giving thanks or laying blame. I'll leave that up to you. I'd like to thank everybody at the Jeep Talk Show, Tony, Wendy, Tammy, and Josh. They inspire me, and Tony has actually gave me some tips and hints. And I appreciate it, and I appreciate their support. I'd also like to thank Brian over at Route 16 The Grind. He's got a hunting and fishing and outdoor adventure podcast that I enjoy. And also, he inspires me, and he gave me a lot of tips for the audio and helped it in this podcast in its infancy stage. Although I guess we're still in infancy stage, but we've left the hospital now. We're suckling on mama's teat. I'd like to thank Nate from SWB Crawler, and he puts together a Facebook group called 4X Tubers, and it's for people with YouTube channels that are 4x4 based, and we bounce a lot of ideas and questions and tips off of each other. And I'd like to thank everybody on that group. I'm on it constantly asking questions, and everybody's always been pretty helpful and pretty respectful. And of course, Mark from FM Jeeping and Steve from Jack to Jeep and a few other people. I gave a shout out that, hey, I want somebody, some guests on my show. And quite a few people responded. Be patient. I'll get to you guys too. I'm rethinking my guest situation because Nikki G is really not that good at giving interviews, believe it or not. I'm pretty good at rambling on by myself. But you throw somebody else in the mix, and I guess the children should be seen and not heard part of me comes out, and I just kind of don't say much, which is pretty bad when you're interviewing somebody. But I'm coming over to game plan, and I'm going to, all those people that responded said they want to be on the show. I'm going to get to you, I promise. This show is not that important or big that it could afford to ignore anybody, although I don't think any show should be ignoring their listeners. With that being said, if you'd like to be on the show, please contact me at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com or catch me on Instagram, Twitter, or the Facebook, or however you can. You could send up a smoke signal and I'll probably get it. Or carrier pigeon. Do they still use carrier pigeons? I'm sure there's got to be hobbyists out there somewhere that use carrier pigeons. I'm curious now. I'm going to have to research that. All right, but we're off the rails talking about stuff that's not even off-road related. So it's now almost to the end of January. It's January 20th something. 21st, 22nd, somewhere around there. By the time this thing airs, it might even be close to February. But we're well into winter. And we're over the hump on winter here in North Carolina. And some of you northern states, winter's probably just beginning. Or no, winter probably began in November for you. And now you guys are looking forward to like May or June for winter to finally break. Well, I'd like to talk about winter wheeling. I don't do much winter wheeling, mainly because it's too cold. In the summer, it's too hot. My Jeep don't like it when it's hot. I enjoy it. In the dead of winter, it's too cold. I don't want to go up in the mountains where it's 30 degrees, 32 degrees. And I like to pull over, take pictures, stop, enjoy the scenery. And it's too cold. So I don't go out much in the winter. A lot of people I've been following on Facebook, North Carolina Overlanders is one page. And there's quite a few pages like that. I think another one is Carolina Camping. And believe it or not, there are people out there up in the mountains wheeling and tent camping in the snow in the dead of winter. And I can't fathom that. 55 degrees is my cutoff. When the nighttime temperature gets below 55, I do not like to camp. I'll do it, but I'll be miserable. And I've got a heater for my tent. I got a Mr. Buddy heater. I'm so afraid of setting myself on fire that I don't use it. I try not to use it. And believe me, a flaming Nick running through the woods in the middle of the night is probably something everybody would like to see, but not I. All right. I'd like to thank Mark from FM Jeeping and Steve from Jack to Jeep. You know, their interviews, we've talked. I talked to Steve for pretty much an hour and with Mark for half hour, 45 minutes. And I've got so much, we talked about so much and it was just scattered all over the place talking stuff. And I have a little bit of audio that's off topic. I've got some time to fill, so I'm going to play a clip. Me and Mark talked a little bit about welding, and he gave me some good advice, and here it is.
I knew how to weld. I knew the idea behind welding before getting the Jeep, but I'll tell you, since I got the Jeep and get the welder, like a lot of those shortcomings or crap I'm stuck situations kind of go away. Like you can make tools that way. I got the welder, and now all of a sudden I want to weld everything. But, hey, that's how you got to start, man. What machine you got?
I've got the Harbor Tool and Freight Flux Core welder. And I know that's a big limitation, but I think part of my problem is like maybe 25% machine, 75% me.
You'd be surprised, man. Go ahead.
I did discover that. The welding wire makes a difference. I've been going to Harbor Tool and Freight and just buying their wire.
Nope.
And then I ran out, so I ran to Lowe's and I got some Lincoln wire. And that made a huge difference.
Yep, the Lincoln stuff is great. I can honestly say that I've had five welders in my past. Three of them were Harbor Freight and two of them were Hobart. The first three were Harbor Freight, and I would buy a welder, try to weld, hate it, sell the welder, and then a year or two later, I would be like, oh, I want to learn how to weld again. Let me buy a slightly better Harbor Freight machine. Same thing. try it, hate it. Finally, I found a Hobart 140 for a really good price near my house, and came with a tank and everything. It's like, heck yeah. I started laying down beads with that, and like, it was night and day, like complete night and day. It like gave me confidence to learn more. My only suggestion is for that is find like a Lincoln machine or a Hobart.
And Steve gave me some good advice on my YouTube channel. I don't have time to hit it tonight, but I'll archive it for next week. And once again, I would like to give thanks to Mark and Steve and everybody else who participates to make the show. I guess it's just me. I like to thank me because I do it all by myself. My wife helps. And when I mean help, I mean she leaves me alone for 15 minutes to record this. But if you're listening to this, Wendy, where's my sandwich? That's going to cost me later. All right, that's about all the time we have for tonight. You can contact the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. You can also get us through Twitter, the Gram, Facebook, and YouTube. I love YouTube. But anyhow, until next time, this is Nikki G saying wheel what you got and be happy.